Anybody there? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Hello.
Hi.
Ah, fine. We're going to make it this time, I think. One time before I had trouble with the audio, and I ran over to Norwood real quick. Real quick is a half hour. You're kind of washed out. Too much lighting, it looks like, Edwin.
Well, I think there's something wrong with the camera because I am not in a very brightly lit room.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I did this last time I tried to use this computer too, and I forgot about it, but and just have to live with it, I guess. Anybody want to see what I look like and get on LinkedIn and look me up on there?
Yeah. Well, maybe I ought to do that too, because I'm not in a good spot here at home to do this.
Yeah.
Normally, I would go over to the library because I like seeing people in person.
Yeah, I did too, but I got another little meeting I got to go to at 12 o'clock, so. It just worked out better to do it online.
Yeah, I'm very tight on time today. So I figured this would save me an hour round trip. So it's nice to have Zoom. I like it.
Yeah, it is. It's very helpful.
I've had Zoom meetings with friends in various parts of the country. It sure beats trying to take a trip these days.
Yeah.
I've got to go down and see my son in North Carolina sometime this fall. And for me anymore, it's a 2-day trip.
Yeah.
It's just that cusp between one really hard day or two easy days. So anymore, as I get older, I'm taking the two easy days.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
We didn't have Christmas last year. Because of COVID, they didn't want to, my two sons didn't want to travel in to Cincinnati. So, I'm looking forward to seeing them and maybe having Christmas this year if they can get here.
Yeah. I had last year, my two brothers, we all got on a Zoom meeting for Christmas. And because one of them's in Virginia and one's in Oregon. And, you know, it was a lot easier than to try to do all that traveling.
Oh yeah, Oregon's a long, long way away.
Yeah, I know. You gotta excuse me for a minute. I gotta go to the bathroom, but I'll be back.
Okay. There it is. Oh, what am I doing?
Blaming them for that.
Yep. That's because it's.
Oh, yeah. It's. Hi, Steve.
For like 4 or 5 Blue. Years.
Pardon. Moving stuff around.
No worries.
Okay.
It's all good.
Couldn't make it over there today. Got a lot on my plate. So this is a nice, convenient alternative. I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I'll see you next month in person, I think.
Okay, cool. Hope so.
I prefer that. That's a lot better. But sometimes when time is important, you got a lot to do. This is an easier alternative, and you can still be there and find out what's going on.
Sorry about that. Things got weird.
I'll see if I can get on the. But we're not. We're on Zoom. Right?
Yep.
Somewhere I should have things that go on your eyes.
You mean the thing hanging?
Glasses.
No. You're supposed to respect your elders, not make fun of them.
I didn't make fun. I did chuckle at his statement, though.
That's the difference between being in the North and the South. In the North, if you have a crazy relation, you put them off and say, walk. But, oh,
in the South if you have a crazy relation. You invite him to everything so you can enjoy him.
Yep.
Okay, so now I need to go through open book. That probably won't work because I got to get logged on to there. Go here.
Website.
Okay. That open.
I don't remember if I have Chirp installed on this or not.
Nothing will open, huh?
Doesn't say we've got your Wi-Fi connection yet.
No.
You have to start there before you can do email.
Before you can get your old emails up?
Well, it depends on your app.
Okay, so how do I get my...
Some apps will store the email locally, but...
How do I?
Them anymore. I'm going to talk to the internet before they'll display anything.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
Give me a second. I'm closing down tabs and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, try to go somewhere, I guess, and get the library.
Nothing's going to work there. No point to anything.
Do you have the Wi-Fi?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I can't fire down. Control, Alt, Delete. Don't do anything. It's crashed out. That should crash down. Let it go out, all lights out, and it's out.
I need to get you guys some computers.
Yeah.
You see selling lots of five computers, laptops.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you see there's a lot of five laptops that sell on October 1st.
Really?
Yeah. Dell like 5500 with 8 gigs of RAM.
I just borrowed a 7440 from work. I know that it has a new battery in it, but it's like a 34 watt one. Yeah. 2 hours. I have gotten spoiled by this little laptop.
Oh yeah. Well, like Cincinnati Bell turned off my cell phone, but they sent me a new iPhone. Well, a refurbed iPhone 7
mm-hmm.
to take its place. And it's really weird because my iPhone 5 would never make it more than 16 hours without it being on a charger, right? And, mm-hmm. This thing has gone like 2 days and it's still at like 60%. I'm not used to Apple devices having that kind of battery life.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they did it, you know, with an iPhone 7. I figured they were still like in a day or so.
See, I'm not coming on the internet.
You got to do that.
So go to the library is what I do?
Well, you got to. Pick your
no internet
Wi-Fi, but I don't see where you have a Wi-Fi thing to pick. So I don't know if your Wi-Fi is turned off or is it
settings.
So there should be a little bar up there if you were connected to the wireless. Let's look down here. I'll give you
this. That's
what if you click on here? There you go. And then select the network.
Oh,
select the Cincy Library Wi Fi.
You should be able to open up any HTTP page and get it.
Well, he's got to pick what to connect to.
Yeah.
The list of like 20. I don't use there, so I don't know. There it goes.
It didn't like that one.
Sorry, we're still getting things set up. There, I'll share my screen, let you see what I'm doing.
Public.
Hello, all. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, sir?
Welcome to the meeting.
Thank you.
I don't know where it says continue. Hi.
What browser are you using?
Brave. Want me to try Fox on?
I just said it doesn't look like it likes Brave. Be aware that the library can see what you're doing.
Okay, so I gotta go over here.
I tried to do a video chat Tuesday or Wednesday with an actual camera. Yeah, mine doesn't.
This, wait, I should just be able to go to here, right? So I didn't need all that open.
Sorry. So the meeting, for what it's worth, is at the moment, Dave is having problems getting a Bofang radio to dump its configuration or load it configuration. And we're not sure if the problem is in software, the cable, or the radio. So I'm installing the Chirp software on my machine, and we'll go through one by one and see if we can figure out what's going on. And if anybody has any sort of questions or anything, let me know.
That's where they went.
Just want a name.
In rereading this, I should have done dev mode, not jail mode, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. I had something going on mute or something. Understand. Had I known you were doing a Baofeng radio today, I would have come over if at all possible. I have a similar type of 2-meter 440 radio, and I use a totally different system put out by RF Systems, and it's very smooth and easy to use. You have to have a match for that particular radio on Chirp and the appropriate connecting cable. And sometimes the connecting cables you think are generic, but in fact, they are not. You really kind of need to get the manufacturer's cable for that in order to make it work. So that may be the problem. Give it a try.
You may be a little too close here.
He's muted, though. I don't know why he's...
Sorry about that.
If mute was on, why would it have been echoing?
And I'm trying to figure out how I would go about muting.
Well, I was on mute.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But my mic wasn't. So turn your volume down, please. Good morning, everybody. Wake up. There we go.
Sounds like some alien transmission.
Yeah.
Yay, radio.
Yeah, but that's interesting than like today meeting is about radio and stuff, because I finished conference yesterday and one lab was about software defined radio. I was playing a lot with that in a span of last 3 days, so it's nice.
I'm out to try to do something in software-defined radio. I want to see if I can decode the, SCA, the subcarrier authorization or audio. I'm not sure what the A is. Let's
see. I mean, I don't know too much about it. It was basically my first contact with that. But the workshop was about like, recording, like part of it was like, you know, setting it up and recording the message, which was transmitted through the radio, and then disassembling. The other part was like basically audio forensics, like separate channels of the message and like decoded and stuff like that. But I was playing with the gear a little bit, and it was pretty cool. But I don't have a license. And I know then in United States, you need to be very careful to not like cross, I think, 200 feet or something. So I don't want to like, you know, break a lab or something.
Yeah, I understand that.
You can get a, I don't know if this is the kind of license you would need, but amateur radio has three different levels of licenses, and the lowest level, which is the easiest one to get, is called the technician license. And there's clubs that give classes on it, and you can find some tutorials on the internet about it. I got one a couple of years ago, and I just studied it by a tutorial that was on the internet, did it over and over again until I got enough, you know, they got practice exams also. And I did it over and over again until I got enough questions right on the practice exam every time that I felt confident to go and actually take the actual test, which I passed. The test has got I think it's 35 questions on it, and you got to get 26 of them right to pass it. And so you might want to look into that if you're, you know, if you're interested in it.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, sir, for that information.
Yeah, just look up amateur radio. And there's another called American Radio Relay League, and they have a website. I believe it's ARRL.com, and that they may have resources for that also.
Application that you've installed with Snap.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, it would be. Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Go on.
Like, I wanted to say then I would like to like learn more about it, because like I know that in the United States, like Laos and frequencies are different than in Europe, because I'm from Europe originally. So I don't want to like even by accident interfere with some.
Pick it up.
Okay.
When you go to take your test, there are several amateur radio clubs that are able to give the test or qualified to do that. And they're around the city. One is the Milford Amateur Radio Club.
That's as far as it goes.
There are GCARA and a lot of others that you might want to contact. Just look up radio clubs in Cincinnati and give them an email or something and see when they're giving the FCC test. The technician is fairly easy. They no longer require any code speed at all, which I had to suffer through some years ago. And it shouldn't be too difficult for you if you study.
I'm on their website now. Thank you, sir.
The Milford Club gives the classes, and every month you can take the test.
So they're pretty active over there.
Yeah,
by Westchester too or something.
AOL. That's the one at Voice of America. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
not AOL.
Might as well be.
Yeah. This is saying I need to log out and back in. Folks, I'll be right back. Sorry about this.
Well, you're logging out and in. Can I put my speaker on?
Would they hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Is it Alexandra? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes. It's just spelled different because I'm Polish originally, so.
Okay, I have to turn up my speaker now.
Now maybe I can get rid of that. There it is. Okay.
So. Sorry about that, folks. Some days, interesting things happen.
It doesn't like that. This here's what you need.
You need the club number.
I'm muted. I am muted, Steve.
Okay.
Have you met this Alexandra before?
I'm pretty sure she was here once, but it's been like 2 years.
What does this not do?
Snaps are the Java of Linux. A snap is a snapshot, and it's, in theory, all of the software needed to run some application, because there are so many things that there are 45 different versions, and this version needs this set of libraries, and this version needs this set, and this version. So they put all the libraries and everything in one file and go from there, but I've never used snaps before, and honestly, I have no idea how to start this thing now that it's installed, which is...
Hook the radio?
Hmm?
Hook up the radio?
Okay. No, that won't...
Oh.
Because I don't have an association for that radio with the application, or at least I shouldn't.
Maybe that ought to... detect would be like, yes, you're trying to do black and open.
And I thought I'd just run chirp snap, but that isn't in my path.
Well, you want to try running it on mine?
Since
I got it all
well,
here.
I don't know if yours is already broken.
Yeah.
So I need to add varlib chirpd, apparently. Guess not.
Well, you want me to do an app? Git uninstall. Alexandra, while he's doing that, can you give me a little bit of your background and how you found out about Linux and that?
Well, yeah. sorry for my absence for a moment. The power went off and my router got down. So my first contact with Linux was like probably like 20 years ago. Like, I remember it was Gentoo's Linux on the green CD, and I was trying to figure out how it works, and it didn't. And it took me a really long time to like make it usable. And that's how it started. Like, today it's super easy. I mean, of course, today I know much more about Linux, how to use it and stuff. So it's easier, obviously. But I think in general, today it's way, way easier to get along with the system for new users.
Yeah, Alexander, what do you do for a living?
Currently, I'm actually studying, because when I came to the United States, I didn't really, I have a degree in something which is completely useless in the United States, and because it's tied to my my language, my country language. So I started a degree in cybersecurity here because I had a problem to find a job, because every job position has degree requirement and stuff like that. So I started a degree and I'm focused on finishing now.
Terrific.
Yeah, and occasionally I do some like bug bounties. Like, there are just public programs to find like errors and like some holes in the web applications. So I do it sometimes too.
What country were you from?
I'm from Poland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jim, if you recall, I was having difficulty with that BOFN before.
I know.
I've had my license now about 5 or 6 years, and probably have less than 5 minutes triggering time on it. So about 4 or 5 months ago, after talking with you, I got it out again. And for a few days, it worked. Then they said, oh, it's cracking and that, and I didn't hear any cracking. So I tried to get into Chirp. Chirp didn't work. I leaned on my grandson, Jake, to lend me his to see if it was in the unit or not, and Jake's not very dependable. So I decided to just buy another unit. So in the past couple of days, I bought another unit, tried plugging it in, and it didn't work either. The Chirp program no longer works. And it was working even with the bad, what I thought was a bad BOFN. Somehow I saw where it said maybe the cable. And they're saying, I did try it on Windows 10. It was working on my laptop. I went to Windows 10. It didn't work. I came back to my laptop and it did not work. Somehow I heard that Windows 10 can determine whether or not that's an illegally cloned chip in that cord.
Yeah.
And if it is, it will go in and reprogram the chip.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that that Windows 10 has redone my chip, but I still don't know whether my BOFN is working or not.
I would suggest you try a Windows 7 if you still have one, for the simple reason that the BOFN is based on an older machine. It's been around for a number of years. And Windows 10 does do some weird stuff. I know a lot of hams that use their ham radio software on Windows 7 specifically because Windows 10 doesn't always work. A lot of these software programs are written maybe in somebody's basement or individuals. They don't update them, et cetera. So, it's nice to match the machine that they were intended for with the, do you have an official BOFN cable?
I thought it was, but maybe it isn't. It came with the radio.
Well, it should, that should be okay then.
Well, it was working okay until after I tried it on Windows 10, and now it does not work. Or I can't get either chirp on either machine.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. Yeah. I'd suggest you...
What I tried was I plugged it in and then went to, and Alexis, when I don't know what to do, I guess and I jump, okay?
I
don't do it well. So I went to see, was it recognizing that I had plugged it in? So I went to hardware list or HWLS on the command line and found that yes, or it was showing something on there. I didn't know what was. I went back. Well, it gets all confusing. That's why I brought it into Steve. At this point, though, I don't know how to work it. The Bofin, though, will still trip a repeater.
That's interesting. So you've got it on frequency then, and it's recognizing your signal coming in.
I got
you get any response from these people on the repeater?
I only triggered it to see if it was tripping the repeater, and right. It does.
Okay. Do you have a current ham license for 2 meters?
Yes.
Okay. What's your call, Dave?
Kilo or K-E-8-B-A-Z. Kilo.
B as in Baker?
Kilo Echo 8 Baker Alpha Zebra.
Okay. I could set up a schedule with you on one of the repeaters, and maybe I could tell something just from listening to you. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, right now I'm on channel mode, and I'm going to trip. Got the red light, got the green light.
Okay.
I should have done it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to go ahead and test your cable.
Okay.
It appears to be functioning. It shows up as a serial cable. Okay, let me see your radio. Okay. I still don't have chirp installed.
That's okay. So, the radio is turned off, so you should be able to plug it in. It's the flap on side. It takes 2 depths. The first step will go in 80%,
mm-hmm.
and then it will be snug and doing the others. No, I think you have to turn the radio on for it to see the radio.
Okay, didn't get anything there. So it showed up on my machine as TTY USB 0. Ideal way of doing that. It works.
When I say download.
Minicom is just a generic serial package.
The port I see is DevTTYSO.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one you got.
Yep. So teletype serial 0.
Okay. That's what was there.
Did you launch that or do you have an icon for it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. This is the icon down here. Sure.
Okay, cool. I'm just curious because Steve didn't say he could see it. Sure.
I still haven't figured out how to actually launch it. It says that it should be in Snap Bin, but there's nothing in Snap Bin.
Mine would appear in my list of all my programs. You have that ability?
Yeah. Doesn't show up in electronics. No, doesn't show up in sound and video.
Mine shows up as a separate icon.
Yeah, but it'd be in a subfolder, wouldn't it?
This is on its taskbar at the very bottom.
Mine's at a taskbar. Or when I go to this.
There's nothing with CHI in it except Archive Manager.
There's all my applications, or I can put it in up there.
I think I just don't get Snap.
How are you running it?
You believe the cable is working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I uninstall Chirp and reinstall it?
Give me a second.
Good to see you. I can't see you on.
That's because you ditched us last month.
That was another all-nighter. Well, as well as my wife was still not.
Oh, and Trevor.
Yeah.
That's right. Because you texted Steve and told him Mark to make it in. I think
they did. Yeah.
I remember saying, coming in and saying that they weren't going to make it. I was mentioning it.
And you miss me, you see.
Well, of course. Yeah. Well, now we got that other slacker. Where's Bill?
I've only talked to, well, Bill's fiance got COVID.
Yeah. That's why he didn't stick around for lunch last week.
Was it? Yeah. Okay. And I said, hey, mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though you're an old fart and we'll only be able to have one beer, I think we ought to have a guy's night out, have a beer. Not that we need to celebrate you getting engaged, we just need to get out.
Go someplace and get some dinner.
Yeah, and the place to go. And you got to bring your deal.
Yeah.
Mission Barbecue. Have you been to Mission Barbecue?
No, where's that?
Up on Field Circle Road. You know where the Kroger refueling is there?
No.
You know where Lowe's is?
No.
Okay. Well, it's called Mission Barbecue, and you got to get there by 11:30. It's a military theme, big truck out in front, big flag, mark our signs up, shoulder patches up all over the inside of that, and TVs all over. They serve barbecue and that in there. Now, at 12 o'clock, they flash the lights, ding a bell, all the TVs show a flag, and everybody stands and sings the national anthem. It is very different. Okay. All the veterans saluted. Yeah.
If you're a TTY veteran, you wear USP your hat,
that type of
thing.
Dave?
Yes.
Would you send me an email? My email address is W8MDM, as you see.
Let me get a paper.
Okay. It's real easy.
You say that, Jim. Yeah.
It's like on the screen, W8MDM, Whiskey 8 Mike, Delta Mike, at yahoo.com.
So I would have expected the radio to make some sort of announcement when it powers up, and I'm getting no data at all coming out of that port.
Okay.
Panel mode.
Is that what you're in?
No. Cool. See up on the screen, I'm catting dev TTY USB 0. I would have expected this when it first boots up to send something out.
This is the radio that I got yesterday.
Okay.
This is the one that I was questioning.
So you should have two of these cables now.
No, I didn't buy the second cable yet. Because if I do, I'll buy the $30 one, probably. Comes out of my kid's inheritance anyway.
Okay, so I'm not getting anything here either.
That's a brand new one.
It's a brand new radio.
Yeah.
So I have a... I've never tried this before. I don't have any reason to think this, but again, I would expect the radio when it comes up, if it has a serial port plugged in, it would send out hello or something. I mean, it would make itself known.
No, I have to really scrounge to try to find it.
Okay, but okay. I know that I'm looking in the right place.
What happens if you unplug the USB and plug it back in with the radio on? Or is that not how you're supposed to?
Well, the port goes away.
I didn't see the port up when you plug back in. When you say the port goes away?
Because it's unplugged, being that it's USB.
Yeah. That's what you're saying. You won't be able to cut anymore. The device disappeared.
I can use tail.
But I was just curious if the radio might initialize with the USB cable or something. Like you have to send something to the radio first, so, and that's what the cable does.
Yeah, it could. Well, no, I think that the serial cable is just stupid. I don't think it initiates anything.
Yeah, let's say it's pretty fat, and I just thought maybe there's some kind of procedure in it when it's plugged in, because it's kind of like a printer, you know. Mm-hmm. Plug in a printer cable, you're not going to, if you add a printer to it, it doesn't initialize the printer sometimes.
Okay, radio's on, serial's plugged in. Oh, I'll bet it showed up as USB 1 now. USB 0 went away. And now it's become USB 1.
That's
no, because my tail session kept USB 0 there.
Gotcha.
And
so it just incremented.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's the same port.
Let's try this. I will try these things with mine and see what it does. But again, I would expect this thing to recognize that a serial cable has been connected and say, yeah, there's something on the other end.
Yeah.
And apologies, mine are in storage except for the one I've got at work. I bought four of these things. One for me and each of the kids.
You got the UV5, so.
Mine's this. UV6R, yeah.
This. Well, you got the 6R, so. Okay.
That exact unit.
So what happens when you plug it into yours with the snap open? Is it not talking to it?
No, it doesn't sit. I'll bring up the chirp. Here's chirp. Now, even without a radio, when you do download, this comes up. But then you would say enter, it would go away, as well as up here when I put it away. See where it says radio? There's a whole list of things you can download. And none of them are there.
Before?
Yes. Yeah, you can go to the American Radio Relay League and download all the things in Cincinnati, or you can do all the emergency vehicles. You can do, okay, turn it on. Now I'll do this. And it's saying TTYS1 is the port it would be looking for.
But no, it should be TTYUSB something. TTYS1 would be a 16550.
I got TTYUSB0.
Okay, there you go. That's what you want to talk to.
Model number, does that match?
Bofin. UVR6.
All right.
Yeah, that's a 6. I don't know what it says on it. Yeah, UV6R.
Okay.
But then when it used to go there, ooh,
is it showing up?
It doesn't give you like a connector button or anything. So if you X out of that, and that'd be what you're trying to communicate to. What happens if you go to the file?
Right. Here's the ones I've had before. Let's go into old files. Let's just take this one down here. Well, so there's that, and it's open.
And then you have like an update button. So what does that mean? You can push that
when you say update button.
So when you went over the radio,
I can uploaded this into that.
Hey, Dave, how about you share your screen?
Sure, sure. Go to here, and I go to participant.
And then it asks if you want to do the whole desktop or everything.
Oh. Well, I'm going to try radio up. Is it sending any message?
Now hit enter. Nope. Okay.
Nothing will happen. No function until I close this.
So your computer is sending out a message of some sort and expecting a response back from the radio. If the cable is broken, it ain't going to happen. Okay. So that's what I'm
thinking.
I think it's likely to just be the cable.
Good idea. I'll just order a new one. It's no big deal.
Monday, I can get mine at work. I ain't going in over the weekend.
Okay.
It might well.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
We can try it anytime then.
Okay. And I'll see if I can figure out how to actually install Chirp without doing the snap thing, because apparently Snap doesn't work on my machine.
It doesn't like Mint.
Well, Mint turned it off on purpose. You have to go in and tell it, enable it, and all sorts of stuff.
I would say they were showing like Mint 16 or something.
Oh.
But Ubuntu was up to 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For compatibility. So
that's fantastic.
Mint's at what, 18? 20.2 or 3
now.
I want to hear. I lost track. I'm still reeling at the whole Windows 11 BS.
I've got people going, so have you converted to that yet? No.
Not even out yet.
Alpha is. Sorry, people.
Not every demonstration goes smooth.
I've been up all night probably. So. You know, when a woman, and I gotta be careful, when a woman gets lost, they guess where to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's being recorded.
I know.
Yeah.
when a guy gets lost.
So next month is Dave's funeral.
He's exploring, right?
Yeah.
When
not
I get lost,
it's
on
just
this
an
thing, I
adventure.
Am lost. I start grabbing, punching, and end up 3 hours later saying, I didn't know this was on YouTube. I don't know where I am. Yes.
That's not what I wanted.
Do you think it could be a good time to get another computer from UC?
Let's see.
How much are they selling it for, and how do you find it?
I have a Pentium. Oh.
It's always a good time to get
another. That's pretty far back there.
Where?
Well, the single core Pentium.
You can go over to the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. They sell them over there also.
Yeah.
They're open from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday.
You don't get 5 of them for $300 that way, though.
Yeah, you can.
Can you? Okay. I've never tried to buy a laptop there, so I don't know how cheap they get.
I've gotten stuff amazingly cheap.
There. Yeah, but they like you.
Not so much anymore. Oh. It's a thing.
They probably still like you more than most. Most people there won't give me the time of day.
Really? So I haven't even been in there in a year and a half.
Yeah, I haven't been over there since I went with you last time.
They're not recycling stuff anymore like they used to. They'll take it if you're a big business or something that's got a whole truckload of computers or something, but they're not open like on Saturday mornings for anybody to bring anything in there. You know.
I think Colby still goes over there, doesn't he?
Probably Koblish.
Koblish.
I don't know. I don't know. Again, I haven't been there. I was thinking a year and a half, but maybe 2 years, maybe more. Trying to think the last time I was there, they had a couple of rack mount monitor keyboard trays. And Frank wanted an awful lot for them, and I offered him a lot less. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, as I said, they're willing to deal with you. To me, it's like whatever the price is, what the price is.
Well, but I also want the weird stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've got two of them. Of laptops, they've got 400 of them. And,
yeah. Yeah. I don't care. Well, I went over there once looking for like the precision desktops and stuff like that, or a server class stuff they didn't seem to care about, but they wanted good money for them. I've only been over there like 3 or 4 times. But it's like I want to spend retailing and just buy it off eBay.
Yeah.
But that's what seemed odd to me too, because it was stuff that they don't, you know, to them it's trash. It's not something they try to sell. They just pile them in the back.
Right.
So I figured they'd be reasonable. But like I said, they don't know me from Adam, so they don't, you know, won't work with me.
I went over there lately a couple of times. I had a couple of different computers that I had gotten from them previously that had some hardware problems, and I took them over there and they fixed them for me and charged me a very reasonable price for doing it.
Alexander, do you know what it is we're talking about? Okay.
I didn't really listen very carefully. I'm sorry.
There are a couple of places here in Cincinnati where people take their old computers and turn them in, just donate them to them. Those places, though, strip down some of them, but they also sell parts and finished products there. Now, you're supposed to be low income or a student or something like that, but that's what they're talking about. It's called Cincinnati Computer Co-op. And you can buy, if you wanted just some memory cards or memory strips or something, you can go there and there'll be big boxes of them. Usually very inexpensive. Especially for a young lady with a big smile and a foreign accent.
Dave, you said go ahead, Alexander.
The initiative is great, I guess, but I cannot go to places where they sell old computers because I like old gear and old technology. Older technologies have a special spot in my heart, and I just kind of go to these places because I always come with something. And I have
to be a young lady that liked old things. That's why I dress this way. I'm really tall, dark, young, and handsome. I just look like an old man now.
I'm not sure that I'm that young, as you think, but yeah, like I really like initiatives like that. Probably I could donate some of my gear there because I have some Cisco router, which I don't use really, and probably somebody would like to learn on it or something.
I've got a pile of old 1701s.
Yeah.
Dave, you said there were a couple of places in Cincinnati. Where? What's another one besides the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative?
Since I was talking about things that are old, do you know about the little girl that walked up to her grandmother and said, "Grandmother, did God make you?" And the grandma looks down and said, "Yes, God made me." And the little girl looks up again and said, "Grandma, did God make me?" And the grandma looked down and said, "Yes, God made you." And the little girl looked up and said, "He's sure getting better."
Sure what?
He sure is getting better.
Dave, what is, you said there were a couple of places in Cincinnati where you could get computers. Is there another one besides the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative?
Okay, there used to be some called GR2, was in Blue Ash, and I believe they went across the river.
You wanted to move a number of files into another directory. So you type move, and then the
micro center sells all these things.
You mistype the directory.
Oh, yeah. So that happens.
And all these things are shoved into one file, compressed into one file.
No, they shouldn't be. Well, it should, if it's recursive, it'll take the directory structure and everything.
Well, I just had, say, move.
But yes, you can move five files into a let's find out.
Say move all the files from this directory that begin with M into this new directory, except that you mistype the directory and they all end up being crushed into one new file.
Give me a second.
Moves a directory into a file.
It moves
all the files in the directory into one file.
Yeah, crushes them all into one. And I wondered if there's any way of recovering from that.
Gzip or something?
Must be a mistake. A lot of people might.
LNDRM.
I do for these files. I'm in my own little temp directory here. I'm just looking over them to make sure. Yeah, there's nothing in there I care about. Okay, so we've got nothing there.
Alexander, because you're not showing us through a camera, is that because you just got up and you're running around in your slippers and PJs in the morning?
Oh, no, I'm actually dressed pretty decently, I guess.
I was going to say, or did you have a bad night last night?
No, but I didn't sleep too much because last 3 days I was in the conference. And when I'm in the conference, I get into this crazy scientist mode when I don't sleep, don't eat, just do stuff related to what's going on.
This is trying to move.
Last weekend, did you go down to Oktoberfest?
Called Z.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So.
Very nice.
I don't know if it'll create a folder called Z and move everything into that. I don't think so, because I would need to make that directory.
Well, so I wanted to say, move them all into the directory.
No, they're good this year.
And you mistype the X.
Making a big deal about that the other day. That Cincinnati is going to be the biggest Oktoberfest on the planet.
Yeah.
Say Y instead of X. Mistype it.
What conference did you do?
And
you asking me? Sorry, sir. It was Deadwood. Like, it's like an informational security conference.
But for me, I figured it was Deadwood. I thought I was just asking. Crushed into a new file. Have you introduced yourself to it?
Yes. Yeah,
so moved A, B, C, D, E, and F into the subfolder X.
Yeah.
No, nothing there except X. So, I mean, that's what I would expect. And at least from the move command. Now, with rsync, I could break things pretty easily. Rsync is very literal. If you tell it to move five files into one, it goes okay. And it'll do that on some faraway remote server that you can't get to.
If you have a file, you can add it to the end of a file, right?
Yes.
Okay, and isn't that, what's that called?
A manager? Concatenation.
That's it, concatenation. That would put them all.
Mm-hmm.
Letter one, letter two, letter three.
Yeah, that would be. Well,
I should have recorded what I did. I could explain better.
It's more fun this way.
This is kind of silly because they're 0-byte files, but that cats A, B, C, D, E, and F into Z.
Oh, you concatenated over.
Well, I used the double redirection, the two greater than symbols, to say add to the end. Whereas if I had had a single one, it would have made Z equal to A, and then it would have made Z equal to B, and then it would have made it equal to C and D. So yeah, doubles are handy. Singles, not always so much. But yeah, it's still a 0-byte file.
I'm taking it back. Big fella doesn't want to talk. Alexander, do you know the people here? Are you familiar with Steve? Have you met Steve?
No, I didn't really know anybody in general in this area. I found out about this group on like some other meeting, like some kind of security related dinner like 2 months ago. And one man was talking about this group and I got interested because I like Linux for some reason.
Steve is one of the, well, he is the key person of our club here in Cincinnati. He's been president of Linux for since high school.
That's great.
And normally our meetings are much more lively than this. This is close to the Undertaker meeting. But Steve is really the key person, not only holding the club together administratively, but technology-wise. Also, the fellow who hides without a camera is Barry. Barry Campbell, next to me. He is also a white hat person.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
It's a gray area.
Yes. that's a great topic.
On the other side of me is Lawrence, and Lawrence has been very active in many things that I've seen him in. He was active in the astronomy group, Friends of the Observatory, travels back and forth to Europe quite a bit, retired school teacher.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
I've been retired now a little over 24 years, XGE engineer type animal. Unbelievably slow in learning Linux. I enjoy it very much, and I enjoy my laptop very much, but I am certainly not technically competent. Okay, let's see who else.
Hold on a second. I have a question, if you can. Any idea who was speaking about the group?
You know, I don't know. I mean, he introduced himself, of course, but I have this thing which when I don't associate like face with a name, I forget a name right away. So I didn't see this man long enough to like remember his face. And he's a member of CINPA Cincinnati, because it was one of their dinners, like somebody like kind of took me there and like.
Okay, cool. I was just curious.
What meeting did you say you were at?
CINPA, MPA.
SIMPA or?
Yes, like Cincinnati Security SIG.
Okay. The guy that does the open source goes to that sometimes. But I don't know where they'd have had a dinner.
What area of town do you live in?
We used to have it up there.
Oh, I live in Morrow. I didn't really live exactly in Cincinnati, but it's close enough.
You have to come down to a meeting. We'll take you to lunch across the street. How's that?
Yeah, I joined a meeting like not last month, but month before. Like, I think August meeting. I was there, but I couldn't go to lunch with all of you.
Yeah, I missed that meeting. My wife fell and broke her hip.
They just started.
I'm sorry. Is she okay now?
Yes.
That's great. That's good to hear.
But this is the first time I've been out in quite a while.
Okay. Yeah, today I got up too late, so I couldn't drive. I actually was planning to drive to the library, but it was just not enough time. So I decided to join by.
Okay, please try to join us soon. That way you'll get to meet the people a lot better.
Yeah.
Which ones are competent and which ones just enjoy it. And then like me, which ones sleep through it. Yeah.
And I'm going to start packing up here. If anybody's got any questions, I'd love to hear them. Pardon?
I have one question. Alexander, what would you like to understand better or get a different insight or get other people's viewpoints on a computer?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I mean, lately I kind of getting into reverse engineering. So I definitely would like to know assembly better. I can read the code kind of, but I need a lot of Google to understand some concepts still. And like, I really like disassemble things. So I play with Ghidra a little lately.
That is a great tool.
And yeah, I would love to know more about that, definitely.
Terrific. I assume you got an email from Steve about the meeting?
Yes, I do.
Hey, he is a terrific person. Write your questions and send it back to him that that's what you would like to discuss next time. And if possible, he tries to work it in.
Okay, thank you.
Jim, glad to see you back.
I'm here. I just couldn't make it over there today. I prefer to meet in person if I can, but it's an hour and a half round trip for me. And, when you're kind of squeezed on a schedule, that hour and a half becomes important as to whether you go or don't go. So I appreciate the Zoom, and I'll try to be there next month for sure.
You're from down in Anderson, isn't it? Aren't you?
That's correct. Yes. Where are you from?
Blue Ash.
Oh, we ought to get together sometime and maybe figure out your radio problem.
Absolutely. I am certain with one beer we could do it.
Maybe two.
Before the beer on the radio solved the problem.
Yes.
Need a new one.
Okay. Steve wanted to wrap it up. Always enjoy. Good seeing all of you.
anybody has any thoughts on what they'd like a meeting on, let me know. I'd appreciate knowing. Thank you much. And
thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Backdoor and Windows and right. Linux and
terminal. I'm signing off at this point.
I'm going to sign off also.
Same here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you all. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Good weekend.
Yeah. Ooh.